You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Tuesday morning. Mike McMarin for a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio. On your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope your Tuesday's going all right so far. State of the Union tonight. Yeah, already not looking forward to it. It's not his thing, man. Speech making, yeah, cringeworthy. Let alone the ideas he'll float in it, so, anyway. So, yeah, as a conservative, already wincing. Should be interesting. In a not very interesting kind of way. Yeah, I hear it. Mac, don't be so pessimistic. Sorry, man. It's just the way I am. Is there anything more popular in the country than military working dogs? They get some awesome pub, let me tell you. Yeah, movies get made about them. Statues go up. I don't want to short sell would be the wrong word. Short sell is actually a technical term in the stock market. I don't want to shortchange military working dogs, but come on, man. But people love them. You see stories about them. They must be real winners in terms of the click war. They must be huge winners. Because, man, you see stories every day about the military working dog. And the great contribution they make to the defense of the nation. Now, not to say that they don't, right? Not to say that they don't, but, man, they get a lot of love. They get a lot of love. So congratulations to them on that. I mean, come on, everybody needs love, right? Everybody needs love. That's right. So, anyway, good morning to you. State of the Union is tonight. Let me tell you what we're going to do today here on this program. Let's see, at 7:30, Alex Hetherington, he's the director of He's the director of the Marine Corps Expos. So Alex is Alex will be running. That's right. He will be running the Marine Corps West Expo that begins at Camp Pendleton with a dinner tomorrow night. So yeah. So, we'll talk to him. And if you're, you know, if you're in the Southern California area, you will, we'll make you smart about what's going on there. And then after he's on for about 30 minutes, Alex Holling's going to join us. He of Soft Rep. So, we'll talk about, here. In fact, I'll tell you what we're going to talk about because we adopted a new format. We adopted the PTI, pardon the interruption, format, which is you only have a certain amount of time to cover subjects, then we move on to the next. Now we cover, last time we covered all the things that we actually talked about. He actually sent me one he had written about. So and people thought that was good, so we'll do that again. So let me tell you what Hollings has talking about, is going on today. One, the United States has officially withdrawn from the bilateral INF treaty with Russia. Why and implications for future treaties with Russia and China? Comparing military strength numbers and why we're not getting it right. So it's kind of, and this one, next story is along similar lines. China and Russia are so far behind us on stealth, but the media keeps trying to fool us into thinking otherwise. Is that just clickbait? I mean, again, is it truth? Again, we're talking about stories by reporters. Shouldn't they be focused on the truth? Journalism, reporting, truth, yes, 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 no. Okay. All right. And then Alex has a tinfoil hat theory of the week. The U.S. is lying about being behind China and Russia in hypersonic technology. Whoa. Whoa. The art of the possible, shooting down ICBMs with fighter jets. How would it work? So Hollings is, that's with his, fightersweep.com editor of the website kind of stuff. So, he's a machine. And we'll also talk about his personal life. His mother's looking into moving down where he's living. Yeah, so we'll see how that's going. Is that going to be a good thing for quality of life or not so good? You know, we all love our mothers, but do we want them living next door to us? Is that a good thing? So we will talk to Alex about all that. And then the gunner's on. I've already got a question from a listener who wrote this. I've been listening to you guys. And I'd like to know what has surprised you the most as you've gone around speaking about post-traumatic winning. So we'll talk, we'll tee that one up for Mike, see what he has to say. I got an email a little bit ago asking me about something that was on Fox News. MacBrit Hume has called out the Washington Post for the double standard they have. One, there wasn't any proven allegation in the Judge Kavanaugh case. And the Washington Post was hysterical to keep him from sitting on the court. The Nation and the entire liberal media was up in arms about it. Now you have a governor of the state of Virginia, who happens to be a Democrat, who in the 80s And then in parentheses says, I heard your comments yesterday to the gunner. Put on costumes and clothing that is beyond the pale, even by 80s standards, let alone by the standards of today. There has not been a peep from the Washington Post about telling him to go away. Do you have any thoughts on that? Well, first of all, let me let me explain what I said yesterday. Mike kind of made the comment that, you know, this PC stuff is run amok and it's too much and blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, you're right about that. That is true. But this is not the case to make that point on. And I said, look, even by 80 standards, as somebody who lived through them, right, the civil rights stuff happened almost 20 years earlier, at least 15. And you had the good taste and good judgment to throw those kind of clothes on? I mean, the Ku Klux Klan, for God's sakes, that was not like a laughing matter. Like, there is no humor, you know, in that. So I said, look, I understood what Mike was trying to say. You know, for and what I hear, the things that we're talking about, is like the guy wins the Heisman Trophy this year, the kid from Oklahoma. People immediately begin to do what? They comb over his Twitter feed and go back to when he was 15, he called somebody a queer or something like that. And so now he's, you know, he's taken to task by the national liberal media that run a story about his homophobic past from when he was like 14, 15. Like, come on. And so that's the point Mike's making, and he's right about that. That's stupid. Okay. But there's some things I can't save you from. It was a joke. Yeah, man, that wasn't funny. We'd done that stuff 20 years earlier. Okay, 15 to 20 years earlier, in the 60s. That wasn't funny. So even then, it was in poor taste. So should you be held to reconcile for everything that you've ever done in your life at some point, and the fact that you made a mistake? Well, I guess it depends what the mistake is. Is the mistake so far outside the bounds of what? Then I guess you have a choice to make. Now, you can fight it. If you don't think you're guilty of it, then you can fight it. Or, you know, he can decide not to resign, and the voters at some point will have their say. But the problem is, everywhere he goes, this is going to be an issue. Everywhere he goes. But that's not, I think, the most significant point. The most significant point is we can continue to see this double standard in the newspapers that are supposed to be the leading newspapers in our country. You've seen how many times has the New York Times retracted stories during the Trump administration? The New York Times, their news division is supposed to be the industry leader, retracting stories that are just false in their rush to get them to print. So It's a continuation of a trend where the truth doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter, and consistency doesn't matter. It only matters if it's a positive event or a negative event for your side. So that's what I have to say about that. Now, with all that said, we're a little bit pressed for time this morning. So the United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Good morning. Thank you. and this is dedicated to the President of the United States. Try not to screw it up, bro. It's not your gig. So, good luck tonight. Make us proud.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, time to check the weather. Currently, cloudy and 46 in Quantico. It is sunny and 60 at Camp Lejeune, warmed up. Cloudy and 65 in Granbury. It's downright warm there. 29 Palms has clouds at 44. Pendleton raining at 49. In Okinawa, cloudy and 70 degrees right now. In the Al Anbar province of Iraq, it is clear, dark, and 56. In Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is cold. Clear, dark, and 42. And in the Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, headquarters of All Marine Radio, it is cloudy and 50 degrees, looking for a high of only 54 with rain. 57 with clouds tomorrow, and on Thursday, all the way up to 61. It's a joke. All right, we're going to check some news headlines. Marine Corps new CH-53 Kilo is a mess, and why its operational date could face delays. Now, these kind of stories, right, are, you know, they're interesting, and they talk about the rollout of a platform. Is it so? But the question becomes: is this rollout any different than the Echo model when it came out? Is it better or worse than that? So I, you know, it's they're cool headlines, and they talk about the issues with the platform itself. But let me tell you, when you look at modifications done to airframes, right? You'll look at a manual and an aircraft that's been in working for a while, and it's like modification, 1233. And so you look at that and you're like, is that like a serial number? No, they start at one, and they go sequentially. Oh, that's a lot of modifications. Yeah, it is. It's called working the bugs out. So the story details the following. The Defense Department laid out a slew of mechanical issues found during the initial testing that include airspeed indication anomalies. So the speedometer is screwed up. And tail rotor structural problems, along with tail boom structural problems, overheating of the main rotor dampers, fuel system anomalies, high temperatures in the number 2 engine bay, and hot gas ingestion by the number 2 engine, which could reduce available power. So, those are your issues. And so what happens is one by one, they get sorted out, and then you got a product. So, again, is that different? Is that more significant, less significant than the Echo when it rolled out? More significant, less significant than when the Osprey rolled out? So, anyway. Hold on one second. Story about a drunk sailor who trespassed in Japan who showered in a couple's home at 5 in the morning. Is that really news? I guess it is the Marine Corps Times. Whoever edits that. Seriously, that's a news story. I guess so. If it's not news interesting, it's got to be news stupid. Right, so if I'm the editor, that's what I'm looking for. Okay, I'm looking for really stupid or really interesting. I made the comment about working dogs a little bit ago because everybody loves working dogs, right? Our nation's brave and loyal military working dogs honored with a new postage stamp. How about that? The new red and blue forever stamps will feature a German Labrador. A Labrador Retriever, a Belgian Malinois, and a Dutch Shepherd. Dog breeds typically selected for use by the military, standing adjacent to a white star. There they are. The Postal Service honors nation's brave and loyal military working dogs with this new booklet of 20 stamps. So congratulations to the military, to all you military working dogs out there. Well done. Well done. No, they do good stuff. They do good stuff. We talked yesterday about more troops going to the border. I'm not exactly sure what's going on down there. The president reaffirmed leaving Syria. And let me give you my take on all this, right? He got over his skis talking to Erdogan. And he did something stupid. Now he's trying to correct that without making him, without admitting that he did something stupid. So how does he do that? Well, I want everybody to stay in Iraq so we can watch Iran. Okay. Mind you, we had 2,000 people in Syria. 2,000. So again, just, you know, stupid, in my opinion, just stupid stuff. He's an amateur playing in a very, very serious game, and he thinks he knows. And you know, it's actually downright scary. When does he actually believe when he says, I know more than the general do? Now, that might be true about some generals. The one that just left the Department of Defense, it certainly isn't true about that guy. Headline, Senate breaks with Trump on Afghanistan, Syria withdrawal. But there's nothing they can do about it. He is a commander-in-chief, and as such, he orders the military. Senators voted 70-26 for the amendment sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The measure says the Islamic State group and al-Qaeda militants still pose a serious threat to the United States, and it warns that a precipitous withdrawal of U.S. forces from those countries would allow terrorists to regroup, destabilize critical regions, and create vacuums that could be filled by Iran or Russia. So, again, we go down this road where stupid politicians do stupid things, and then we wind up having to go back. And this president is no different, right? Got to make good on that campaign pledge, no matter how stupid it is. So, anyway, you got that going to us. Let me just real quick go through the top five stories in the early bird email. Hey, Mac, I think you're onto something. It's got to be something interesting or something stupid. I think that's what the entire media does these days. One or the other. One, how U.S. mission creep in Syria and Iraq could trigger a war with Iran. An incident in Syria 2 years ago involved the transport of an Iranian porta potty nearly led to the confrontation between an American and Iranian forces, underscoring just how quickly even minor events can escalate there. Stories in foreign policy. Number two, Russian Navy has a new weapon that makes targets hallucinate and vomit. Russian state news agency RAI Novosti reported that a Russian military contractor has installed the weapon on 2 Russian warships. They're going to make everybody puke. Blah. Oh, so maybe that stuff in Cuba the Russians might know something about, right? Using some kind of sound wave to damage people's brains? Interesting. Interesting stuff. Again, you know, in my opinion, this is all Russian bullshit to keep themselves in the news. Remember, an economy akin to the state of Rhode Island or the nation of Canada, right? They can't do all that. Trump says he has no plans to withdraw U.S. troops from South Korea. Number four, Trump reaffirms leaving Syria, but wants troops in Iraq to watch Iran. Bozo show, bro. Number five, Senate breaks with Trump on Afghanistan and the Syria withdrawal. So we've already talked about that. All right, or at least alluded to that. All right, so we're going to take a break. Alex Hetherington's going to join us here in a couple of minutes after the break. And then after that, you will hear from Alex Hollings. He of Fighter Sweep and NewsRep.com, among other periodicals that he writes for. So, whatever you do, don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.